Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, I think it's smart to snag Jeff Hathorn and see what his thoughts are about this whole NBA snafu, not being able to call the team owners anymore.
Is that legit? Is that real?
It's real.
It's real.
Started with Draymond Green, who said it back in 2017. They felt like that had a negative connotation, and it brought up slavery of people owning people.
Oh.
And he felt uncomfortable with it. And now that NIT, the commissioner of the NBA, has said, we're moving away from that. We're going to call them chairman.
Really?
Wouldn't you just love the commissioner of the NBA to say, that's patently idiotic and we're not going to do that?
So
he
there's a great quote from Mark Cuban, who... Say what you want about him, but he is an owner of
Mavericks?
An NBA team.
Right.
He thinks the Draymond Green quote, he owes the NBA an apology. I think he does because he tries to create some connotation that owning equity in a company that you busted your ass for is the equivalent of ownership in terms of people, and that's just wrong. That's just wrong in every which way.
It
right,
is.
Right. I mean, just
He's
because
right.
you own a company doesn't mean you own the individuals
who work
for it.
So now we have to make up names?
Well, hold on a second. Jay-Z's a billionaire, self-made.
Right.
Brilliant. He has a big sports agency. He's the owner. He has his own record label. He's the owner, right. man.
Does David Field own us? I mean, he's the president of Intercom. Does he own us? He's the owner of Intercom. It's ridiculous. I mean, come on.
And now you've got other people bandwagoning, too. A couple being like,
yeah. Well, and it's their commissioner just trying to, you know, avoid any type of conflict whatsoever. Say, okay, we'll change.
But see, that's the problem. It's because nobody has the guts to say, this has gone too far, this is silly and not on my watch. But nobody has the guts to do that. What is it? What have we become? We're a wishy-washy bunch of freaking mashed potatoes.
Well, it's a very difficult thing because the NBA has been so successful and because it's absolutely dominated by superstar zillionaire African-American athletes who have a lot of juice. God bless them. I mean, seriously.
And do the players have all the power in the NBA?
I think they're able to roll the commissioner a little bit because it's a white commissioner. And I think they're able to guilt him into certain things. And there's a lot of things that the NBA has done really well.
Yes.
Absolutely. And the way that their African-American, white, whatever foreign European players mixed together for the most part is commendable.
Right.
And is an example.
Sure.
For a society. But this stuff is
Well, their commissioner,
stupid.
He's also lauded as probably the best in the game. And people have tried to get him out. There was talk about him taking over the NFL.
Yeah, and the guy before him was maybe even better.
Yeah.
You know, he really set the standards and dealt with a lot of stuff that he was pretty heavy-handed, and he was able to get, you know, things smoothed out. And they had the first guy that kind of sat for the national anthem, and he rectified that situation pretty quickly.
What about Michael Jordan? He owns a team.
Right.
What are we going to call him? Does Michael offend
Governor.
About this?
Governor.
He does not mind being a billionaire. Michael doesn't.
It's silly.
It's you know what it does? It reflects poorly on everybody that this is where we're at now.
I agree with you.
What, they want to call him chairman?
Governors.
Governor.
Now, with the Clippers owner calls himself the chairman now of the team. Of course, the owner of the Lakers, they share the same arena, is a woman. So is that
offensive to her? Yeah. It should be chairperson.
Should it be chairperson?
Has that been discussed?
No.
But it'll happen next.
But will that be the next thing?
That will be next.
I mean, where does it end?
True.
Where are we headed with this?
Right.
And I think the problem, too, is that it really does belittle true racism.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There is true palpable racism. And so when everything is racist or offensive, then what truly is loses its oomph.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's a millionaire player and Draymond Green just looking to be offended by something.
Right.
And trying to make a name for himself or whatever.
Do other sports follow? Do you think? NFL?
You know, the Steelers,
by the way,
always,
you know, Draymond's the guy who sent the picture of his private parts out on social media. Not to make it. He did.
You know, the Steelers always referred to the Rooneys as president. They've never really used that term owner.
Yeah.
I would imagine, yes.
Right. Other. You have to, or else you'll be browbeaten into submission.
He took a picture of his private parts and
Everybody
sent them out on social media.
That. Oh, my God.
So we're supposed to change the name of the owner of a team because this guy is scaring everybody.
There's a great line, if you don't mind,
no,
I'll share from Cuban. To try to turn into something that it is not as ridiculous. Draymond can trash talk on the court, but when it comes into the real world, it doesn't fly. I guess it's because he went to Michigan State and didn't take any business classes.
Oh.
But you own equity. When you own a team, you own equity. Shares of stock, that's called ownership. Tell him if he wants to take classes at Indiana's business school, I'll even pay for his classes, and that'll help him learn that stuff. Which is Cuban getting a shot because Cuban
yes.
went to Indiana.
Yeah.
Right.
Did LeBron say anything here?
No, I saw nothing from LeBron. I'm sure he has said something.
I like him.
He's
going to be a billionaire.
I don't have a problem with athletes speaking their mind.
Me neither.
That's their, but they know their consequences that come with that.
Man. All right. Thanks, Jeff.
Yeah.
You're awesome.
I wouldn't go that far. I think we're raising our children in a climate where they're afraid to say hello.
What? Why now? Why ever would people walk down the street with earbuds on?
Everybody's shamed.
You're afraid that anything you do or say is going to be mistaken.
Body shaming,
fat shaming,
name shaming, ownership shaming.
Yes.
We're in a bad place.
It's pathetic. Yes.
Mr. Chairman.
Say what it is.
Mr. Chairman, thank you.
Thank you, Governor.
Jeff. Fantastic stuff.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.